It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning, team. Welcome to the Corner 34-5, the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. What a beautiful Saturday morning we got going here in the Heartland, and March Madness is officially in the air. We've got William Penn Statesman. They won their first game in a double overtime thriller. Coach Henry got a big win for the Statesmen there. The Indian Hills Warriors down in Hutchinson, Kansas, and they're starting their big journey for their national title. What a team they've got together. We're going to talk with Coach Barrett Peary here in just a few seconds. But we've also seen the Hawks and the Cyclones both looking to get their tickets punched to the big dance. And, of course, that means that starting next week, we are going to have bracket-busting opportunities for you. Stump the Chump will be underway, and we'll have the brackets set up, of course, after the selection Sunday. Tomorrow night, they'll put the teams into the brackets, and then you'll have a chance to help stump the chumps. And what a chump crew we got this year. And here at the end of the hour, we're going to talk with Joe Millage about this great lineup of chumps and a chance for you to help support the Food Bank of Southern Iowa by being a part of it. A lot of fun, and we're going to have some great guests along the way to make this extra exciting, including what we believe will be the Hawks and the Cyclones. And it has been since 2006 that Iowa has been into the tournament, and so a long time waiting for us Hawk fans to actually get to fill out brackets and, of course, put our Hawkeyes all the way to the title game. But we'll talk about that more at the end of the hour. But after a quick timeout, we're going to come back and talk Indian Hill Warriors basketball, the team that's on a mission to get a national title. When we come back to the Corner 34-5, you're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
At Community First Credit Union, we're running full speed ahead by offering fixed auto loans as low as 1.99% APR for up to 66 months. Take advantage of our limited time offer and refinance today. Or get yourself that new car you've been saving up for with an auto loan rate as low as 1.99% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Direct deposit required. Rates subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Corner 34-5. Back to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. We got Coach Barrett Peary on the line. Coach, first off, congratulations. 100th win for the Warriors as a basketball coach. And looking at your coaching resume, man, unbelievable, Coach. 90-10, if I got that correct. You're putting together a great basketball team this year, number one in the nation. But, man, kudos to you and your coaching staff.
Well, thank you. It's been a good run this year, and the last 3 years have been real good for us. We've had a lot of good players, and we got a great staff, and obviously Indian Hills and the support is second to none. You know, in our level and around the country, it's pretty great. So we're blessed, and we're at a great place.
Coach, a year ago we were filling out brackets together. You were one of the chumps on Stump the Chumps, and this year you're busting brackets. Got to be a good feeling to be on the other side of the brackets this year and actually be able to do something about them.
Yeah, last year our season ended too early, and we were disappointed about that. We had another great group last year as well, and so it's fun to still be playing this year and be headed to the national tournament. We have a good body of work this year, and we think we have a good chance.
Well, Coach, you guys have been able to score a lot of points this year. The offense is really getting things done, and you know that sells tickets, but defense wins championships. And I think that's maybe one of the things that gets lost in how good this team is, that you guys are so athletic, you really cause chaos for your opponents.
Yeah, you know, I always, you know, have people talk to me about offense and want me to speak about offense because we score a lot. We lead the nation in scoring. And, you know, our big deal, I think we score a lot because we defend well. I think we get a lot of breakouts. I think we get a lot of steals. We change a lot of shots, and we're able to rebound the ball and run with it. So, you know, I think our defense does most of what makes our offense look really good. But with our athleticism, with our length and our quickness, you know, we have a lot of pieces to the puzzle that make it look good.
Coach, here at Indian Hills, you look at the recruiting base and your guys' ability to go out and get great athletes all over the country. How are you able to get that done? It seems like a real big mountain to overcome.
Well, the biggest thing is there's been such great tradition at Indian Hills. People know about Indian Hills nationwide. And so when you're recruiting junior college kids that know they're going to need to go to junior college and have connections to their people and whatnot, you know, it's a pretty easy sell because people know what a great place it is. And also, the support that we have both on the floor and off the floor to get kids done academically as well as athletically, you know, our track record is such that it's a pretty easy sell, really. You know, we battle with the usual suspects nationally for kids that, are looking to go to junior college. But overall, we have as good a setup as anybody in the country right there in Tacoma, Iowa.
It's amazing to me the turnout you guys get. Tickets can be hard to get, and it's one of the best basketball facilities you're going to find in junior college. I look around at some of the other schools, and I tell you, you're right. From a facility standpoint, from a fan support standpoint, you guys definitely have an advantage.
Yeah, you know, it's nice to know that you're going to have a crowd no matter who you play. And like you said, you know, we had several games this year where tickets were hard to come by, and we sold standing room only tickets several times. So I think the fans are back like they were years ago, and I think the excitement is there. And I know we're going to have a great group of people going down to Hutchinson to support us next week. And, you know, that's what it's all about. But Indian Hills is one of those rare places, you know, where, you know, the people truly are into it. They really care about the team, and the kids can come and have a great experience.
We're talking with head coach Barrett Peary, head coach of the Indian Hills Warriors, number one rated in NJCAA, and they're off to the tournaments. Coach, looking ahead, this is a big upcoming week for you guys. Talk a little bit about what it takes to get a national title.
Well, first of all, you got to win four games. Obviously, it sounds like coach speak, but it's definitely one game at a time. You know, we're waiting to find out who we play. We have two teams playing each other on Monday, and we'll play the winner of that game on Tuesday. So right now we're in a little bit of a waiting period as far as preparation is concerned. We'll watch two teams play, one from New Mexico and one from Oklahoma. They play each other Monday at 10 o'clock, and then from there we'll get back to the film room and put together a scouting report on the team that we're going to play, and then we need to hit the ground running. You know, our schedule, We hope our schedule will be Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, if all goes well. You know, we enter the tournament as the number one seed, as you said, so we have as good a chance as anybody. And we have a good group. We have a group that really likes each other. We have a group that's played very well together. You know, we've scored the ball well, like you said, but we've really shared the ball well. We've never had a group like this that gets so many assists and makes extra passes and shares the ball so well. We've had great nights in that assist column all year long.
Well, you just look at the big game you guys had earlier this week, and you look at Jordan Washington, and he got 18 points. I think him and Medford, got 18 points apiece. But then Medford with 12 assists. I mean, that's about as unselfish as you can get.
Yeah, you know, he's had 41 assists the last five games, and you know, two games before that, he had 4 points. You know, but had I think 14 assists, and you know, we've got our leading scorer Roosevelt Scott. Roderick Bobbitt leads the nation in steals. So we've got a well-rounded group. We've got a group that can do a lot of different things. We've got two other big guys besides Jordan that have had great seasons, blocking shots, rebounding the ball, and then scoring around the rim. So our balance has been very, very good.
Well, Coach, we wish you nothing but the best. You guys, what an amazing season, and so glad to have you in Hutchins instead of up here with us going over these brackets. I'd rather you be busting brackets and making some of your own.
Me too. Me too. I hope I don't ever get to do Stump the Chumps ever as long as I'm in town.
So. I'm with you on that one, Coach. I'd much rather have you coaching. Hey, have a great one, and congratulations. Tremendous season for you and your coaching staff and your players, and let's go get a national title.
Sounds great. Let's talk soon.
Head coach Barrett Perry, head coach of the Indian Hills Warriors, number one in all the land, and what an exciting ball. I'll tell you what, folks, they are fun to watch up and down the court, and you're going to see a lot of points put up, but I think we're going to see this week how the athleticism and talent that they throw out there on the court, it's not just on the offensive side, it's the defense that's going to get this national title for the Warriors, and a coach that's been through it, a guy that's been on the bench, and the big dance. So this is a guy that's been around as a winner, and you can see 100 wins for Coach Perry for as a Warrior basketball coach, only 10 losses. Yeah, you heard that right, 90-10. Unbelievable, Coach Barrett Perry there for the Indian Hills Warriors. We're going to keep you updated with all that's going on there, and of course, Kevin Pink will join us next week. We'll check in with him and check on the Warriors as we get into March Madness. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come right back. Tom Cakert, Hawkeye Reports on the line, and we'll join up with him in just a moment as we come back and continue our run here to March Madness. You're listening to The Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with The Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Hello, this is Kyle Hilton with New Tech Seed, and if you are one of the many New Tech customers, I would like to thank you for your continued business and loyalty to New Tech Seed. If you have yet to join the New Tech family, I personally invite you to experience what it means to have the power to outperform as a farmer and/or dealer. The newest products and technologies are just the beginning of your New Tech experience. Call me today at 515-520-3097. Or visit us online at yieldleader.com. Thank you.
Best-in-class sales, best-in-class service. That's what you get when your local Indianola car dealers join forces here in Warren County, Noble, Southtown, and Waters. With over 1,500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock at all times, we're sure we'll have the vehicle you're looking for at the price you want to pay. Just go to IndianolaAuto.com and see our complete inventory online. From new Fords to Buicks and GMCs, Chryslers, Dodges, and Jeeps, plus any and every late model, low mileage, pre-owned imaginable. That's IndianolaAuto.com, where you can schedule your service appointment, get directions and hours, find money-saving service specials, and more. And here at IAG, we leave credit histories where they belong, in the past. With guaranteed financing, we look to your credit future to assist in establishing your credit while you drive the new or pre-owned vehicle you deserve. Your complete satisfaction isn't just our goal, it's our only goal. Come to Indianola for every American make and model. Indianola Auto Group.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Ah, the beautiful sounds of the Iowa Hawkeye fight song. And going to move to Iowa Hawkeye basketball and talk March Madness, but we've got Tom Cakert on the line, HawkeyeReport.com. And Tom, my Dr. Feel Good, when I got to get my Hawkeye news, I go right to the source every morning to HawkeyeReport.com. And Tom, it's been a fun season for the Hawks, but man, I'll tell you, what looked like a certain punch your ticket into the big dance, now Iowa has the feeling of being a bubble team.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, obviously they're not a true bubble team, but they're certainly slipping down the ranks, and it's puzzling. I just wrote something last night about what's wrong with the Hawks. And I don't think there's any one thing. I think it's a combination of things that have led to one thing, and that's losing basketball games.
Well, you know, you hate to make excuses for the team, but I'll tell you what, It seems like every ball that was going to bounce the other guy's way has done that the last 2 weeks for the Hawks. And, sometimes you just got to get a little luck on your side. And I think one of the missing ingredients, and you kind of talked about this, is leadership. And then when the ball is bouncing the other guy's way and they make big shots, and, Northwestern made some shots that they haven't made all year against the Hawks. And so that starts to really erode your confidence. And when you have a lack of leadership and your confidence is shaken, boy, it's hard to find somewhere to go to.
Yeah, they just, it seems like they just have kind of hit a lull. And they don't know how, it's sort of like spinning out of control and you don't know how to get out of it. And it just seems like it keeps going over and over again. I was joking with a friend of mine that some of these Iowa games seem like the movie Groundhog Day, where you wake up every day and it's the same story, and you try to change it and you can't, and you keep trying and trying, and maybe you eventually can, but I don't know what to tell people right now. I'm kind of at a loss as to what happened with this team, but I think it's just a combination of things, and right now they've got a few days to figure it out.
Well, we're talking with Tom Kaker at HawkeyeReport.com, and Tom is one of our chumps this year. Tom, welcome aboard, buddy. This is going to be a lot of fun. We'll get to actually poke some fun at you, and you got all this in-depth knowledge and all this inside information, so we're certain you're probably going to run away with this Stump the Chumps, but it is kind of nice to be talking Hawkeye basketball in the big dance for a change.
Yeah, it is, and that's the funny thing. The fans are almost, there's some segment of the fans the other night when they asked Joe Lenardi from ESPN if Iowa was still in on Twitter, and he said yes, and then Iowa fans started arguing with them, telling them they shouldn't be in, which is just stunning to me. For years, Iowa fans have been wanting to be in the big dance. It's almost like you are you've asked the hot girl at high school out over and over again, and she turns you down. And then, lo and behold, one day she comes up to you and asks you on a date, and you turn her. You want to turn her down? It just doesn't make any sense. But they're right on the cusp, and everybody seems to think they're going to get in. So I trust what they do. I don't do the bracketology for a living, so I don't know, but took it in, and first time since 2006, and who knows, maybe they'll be able to right the ship here, and I certainly see them make a run.
Well, let's do our first forecasting here of the brackets. Iowa State's doing a great job of, and we got a lot of Cyclone fans listening in. They've done a really good job of finishing strong here, just the opposite of Iowa. Where do you see both of these teams maybe ending up seed-wise?
I was assuming
Iowa's going to get in.
Iowa's probably at 10, I would think, and Iowa State might be playing for a 2. So if they win the Big 12 tournament, which I suspect they're going to do because Baylor is Baylor, I think Iowa State's going to be playing. They're at least a 3, maybe a 2. That's pretty impressive for Coach Hoiberg and his staff.
You look at the 10 seed, that's kind of where I've felt that Iowa is probably going to fall into the brackets. You got to play that 7 seed right away. It's still not a bad seed, and this basketball team, if we look at what they did last year in the NIT, and of course it is the NIT, we've got to put it in perspective, but they really went to Devin Marble as the go-to guy. The ball was in his hands, and of any guy on the basketball team that could take this team and lead it to a long run in the tournament, it'd be Roy Devin Marble.
Yeah, he did it last year in the NIT, and he could do it again. There's no question. But they've got to have they just got to find that spark again. It just does not look like this basketball team's having fun. It looks like they've kind of checked out not on the Hawkeyes, but just kind of on the season. They just look worn down, look tired. They got to find that energy again, and maybe the NCAA tournament, which is what they've all wanted to play in since they were young kids, and this is their first opportunity to do it.
Do you have the same feeling some that maybe this team needs to narrow down its rotation? You know, the depth of Iowa's probably one of the best depths in the entire country. Maybe maybe only a couple of teams that might compete with Iowa depth wise. But some of the critics, you know, are saying, "Hey, let's narrow down that rotation a little bit to get some guys more rhythm in the basketball game."
Yeah, I think you've seen Fran do that in recent weeks. I mean, he may be playing 10 guys, but he's not playing 10 guys as many minutes as he was playing 10 guys a month ago. My suggestion is that Fran just shake up the lineup at this point. I think maybe that's the one last button that he probably has, that he hasn't pushed. Out of necessity. I mean, he started Zach McCabe and Oglesby, but he had to because Sabi was out. So I think this is a time where you just kind of let guys go out to practice the next day or so and say, go out and win a job. And whoever plays the best, plays. And that's how it's going to be. Bring some competition back to it. Not that everybody's locked into a starting lineup, and that's what we're going to do, because clearly it needs to be shaken up. And right now, I'd say the only guy that's safe in that starting lineup is Dev Marble.
Well, you look and you see a guy like Aaron White, and White absolutely one of the best basketball players maybe in the Big Ten, and you know, third team all Big Ten, but a guy that's absolutely just disappeared.
Yeah, he you know, it's funny, he scores like that. First five points the other night, and then he didn't take a shot. He didn't do anything really, other than get some rebounds in the rest of the game. 38 minutes, 37 minutes, or whatever it was, nothing. And that's not what you want from a third team All Big Ten forward. You've got to get more from him offensively, and there have been some really good times for him this season where he's kind of taken over. You know, the Iowa State game is just a shining example of that. He's just had some, but it's been harder for him to put it together for a full 40 minutes. He'll score 18 and a half, and then he's a bagel in the second half, or a bagel in the first half, and 20 in the second half. It's hard to figure him out, and I'm sure it's got to be maddening for Fran to get him to really get going offensively.
Well, the last 2 years, this time of year, stopped talking about basketball, started talking a little bit about football with spring practice around the corner. Of course, all eyes are fixed on the basketball court, but I know that the Hawks football team is getting ready for a spring practice as well.
Yeah, they start up on the 26th, and Hawks will be in Des Moines again this year. That was officially announced. It was already reported a while ago, but April 12th, they'll be at Valley Stadium for another look at them in the spring. So I think that's terrific that they're able to do that, and then they'll wrap up on the 26th for in the spring ball on a Saturday at Kinnick Stadium, and they'll have another spring game, kind of. So I think it's a pretty exciting time. Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine looking at the schedule last night and for football, and both kind of looking at it thinking, boy, there's a lot of wins on the table this year, and this is a season where Iowa could really make some hay. So we'll see what Kirk Ferentz and company will be able to do.
Well, Tom, before I let you go, I just had Coach Barrett Peary on for the Indian Hills Warriors, and they're a number one rated team in the junior college, and they're off to Hutchins, Kansas. They'll start their national title pursuit this week, and I just can't help but think, why in the world is not Iowa not down there recruiting more guys?
At Indian Hills, yeah, I don't know exactly, but Coach Perry's got a ton of talent down there. I mean, they're loaded. They've got a lot of high D1 kids. Maybe it's just not the right fit. I know Iowa goes down there to watch. I heard Sherman Dillard's been down there several times, so I know they're down there watching. They just haven't decided to recruit any of those kids at this point.
thereafter to junior college recruits. Any more on Atwood and Dickerson?
Well, Trey Dickerson is verbally committed to Iowa. He's a junior college point guard, 6'1", kid originally from New York City. He's at Williston Junior College in North Dakota right now, and chose Iowa over Arkansas, Nebraska, University of Washington also offered him. So he had a good offer list, and chose the Hawks, and now he's trying to bring his buddy Willie Atwood, a 6'7 forward out of originally out of Memphis. He's at Connor State College in Oklahoma. Not a high riser kid, but kind of a, and I wouldn't say he's a rebounder on the Reggie Evans level, but he's physically a little bit like Reggie, just able to create around the basket. He's a better shooter, but just kind of the same size. He's not a way high above the rim guy, but he's just a guy that knows how to play basketball and knows how to use his body to create fouls, create contact. He lives his line. He's player of the year in his conference. So I think he's he'll visit after the NCAA tournament stuff gets all settled and kind of get through that and go from there.
Very good. Tom Kakert, HawkeyeReport.com. Tom, let everyone know how they can get take advantage of your great website. Lots of free stuff on there, of course, but it's that membership that you get the inside information, and it's a must-go if you're a Hawkeye fan.
Yeah, come by and join us. We'll be having a full breakdown Sunday of everything NCAA tournament-wise, and also I know you guys got Stump the Chumps, and we've got the Yahoo Sports Bracket Challenge, too, where Warren Buffett and his friends have put up $1 billion for somebody who can put together a perfect ballot, and the top 20 get $100K. So, you know, you fill out a lot of brackets. So stop by and join our group that's linked on our front page.
Well, you can't fill out enough brackets to get it right, Tom. That's what I found out. Tom Kakert, HawkeyeReport.com, one of our chumps, and we're going to take a time out and come back and catch up with Coach Kevin Archer. We're going to talk about the Blue Demon basketball and their journey to the well. When we come back to the Corner 34 and 5, you're listening to the Coach's Corner.
What started at the end of a dirt road over 40 years ago is now over 40,000 square feet of showroom. CNC Custom Cycle on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton is over 40,000 square feet of recreation vehicles that are ready to fill your riding thrills. Your custom recreation is on display at CNC. CNC Custom Cycle, ride it home. That's right, CNC Custom Cycle, they're a good deal better.
What's on your to-do list this year? Pay off a credit card? Get your finances back on track? For a limited time only, Community First Credit Union can help with a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. Use the equity in your home and consolidate your high-interest loans. Your minimum monthly payment is only 1% of the balance, and there are no closing costs. Stop by your local CFirst today for a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process, located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
Dreaming up your ideal retirement is your job. Helping you get there is ours. That's why we encourage you to contribute to an Edward Jones IRA by April 15th. By investing in an Edward Jones IRA, you can take advantage of potential tax benefits for 2013 and give your money more time to potentially grow. To help make sense of your retirement goals before April 15th tax deadline, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Edward Jones local financial advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we got a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia and Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
When you are in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. During the month of April, when you purchase the Hoyt bow from Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, Bluff Creek Archery will buy your spring turkey license. Bluff Creek Archery in Albia.
Oh my gosh, I think that's the worst idea you've ever had. In your entire life, I can't think of a worse idea than that. Right, and I'm not going to be able to wrestle for 15 seconds. I'm not going to be able to be 15 seconds, I stroke out or I have a heart attack. I mean, I can't do that. There's no way. Worst idea ever. And I don't even know. I mean, I'm thinking singlet, too. I mean, what are you thinking right now? I mean, that's horrible. So horse is my game, absolutely. I can stand around and shoot. I feel confident. You get me moving in anything, and I'm in trouble. So, you know, horrible idea. I'm sorry you had to hear it from me first. Coach Winger's going to have my back. I guarantee it.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
That's Coach Archer and his the one-day showdown that I proposed to Coach Archer and Coach Winger to go at it. Half court to one court with a wrestling mat on it, the other side of the court with a basketball hoop, and we'd go wrestle for 2 minutes and go shoot a game of horse. Coach Archer didn't think that was such a good idea. But Coach Archer's joining us online. Hey, Coach Albia, Blue Moon basketball team. Coach, first off, what a great week for you guys. You got to watch your team really go out and compete well, and what a third period you guys had against Western Christian Hall, who ends up being the state champion.
Yep, great week, and fortunate enough to be able to stay up and watch some games here the last two nights, and got to watch Hall win the whole thing. So, definitely made us feel pretty good about how we played and how we competed. That third quarter was pretty special. I mean, you look back and you wish that you'd played a little bit better the first two or the first half, but to come back on the number one team in the state and outscore them 21-10 in the third and make it a ball game, you know, it was a 10-point game and we missed a shot to make it seven. So, you know, had some opportunities to make it even more interesting, but just a great week. And I know the guys enjoyed the last couple of days being able to hang around Wells. Took advantage of their wristbands and sat where they wanted, and so no, it's been a really good experience.
Coach, have you been able to sink in and this season as a whole? You know, it's what a great ride it's been, you're going to lose some seniors here that are hard to replace, but this basketball program's on solid footing with all the guys you got coming back. But have you been able to sit back and really soak all this in this week?
Yeah, a little bit. I think it'll hit me here in the weeks to come when, you know, we finalize everything and have our banquets in and things like that. But, you know, to go twice within the last 10 years since, you know, and it we'd had such a drought before then and so many teams, like I said, that have gotten really close and just quite didn't get there. But to be able to get there twice, and that's, I knew how special it was in 07, but I think really this year, you know, just being on the court and the pregame and all those little things that you appreciate, you know, our crowd, and those are the things that you really remember, all the little things about the experience, and helps you understand how special it really is to get there.
And to me, when I turned around and looked at that great crowd that was sitting behind us and right in front of the, you guys looking from the bench, you could see all those Albie people that showed up. You see all those little guys up there in the stands. And I go back to 2007, we talked about this. You know, the bar, when it's set, you know, you can get to the well. And now that's been reached again. And it just changes maybe the expectations. It's no longer something that's hopeful. It's something that you know you've been in there and you can go back again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Getting to the point where that's the feeling, you know, and we really thought that pretty early this year. We really thought that we liked our district and liked our draw, and when Sheraton got us there in overtime and took us out of the race, that was really our focus, that, hey, we can make it. And you're right, when you say that now, it's not like, oh, coach is just trying to keep our spirits up and keep us moving in the right direction. Now it's we can really do it. So, yeah, when you've witnessed it and you've seen guys out there playing and you know it's possible. I would like to think that that's a pretty good motivator, and hopefully a pretty good motivator in the off season. You know, you've got to get better during those months, or this doesn't become a reality, or you don't give yourself a chance. But yeah, absolutely, that's got to have a very good impact on our younger kids and our kids that are working to get better.
Well, you're probably going to have one of the top scorers in all the state returning next year, Matt Baker. He's, you know, watch him out on the court. I think people underestimate really Matt's abilities because, you know, he's a slight guy. He's about 5'6". He's not quite 5'7". I don't care what you put on that roster, but he's my height, and that's I stretch to say I'm 5'7", coach. So, but this is a kid that can flat out get up and down the court, makes great decisions, and then just absolutely has one of the most beautiful strokes around. He's a guy that will go in and do that off-season work.
Right, right. And before I forget, he doesn't really have one of the most beautiful strokes around. I'm gonna back him 100% every step of the way. But the reason Matt Baker's shot goes in is because he shoots and makes 500 shots a day. You know, and that's the thing that I want to. And Liv looks good. There's nothing wrong with it. But I want people to know that his shot goes in because of how much time he puts in. It's not necessarily a textbook jump shot. It's nothing that I don't think if you look up how to shoot the jump shot, you're going to shoot it like Matt Baker. But the reason it goes in is because he puts so much time in, and it's so important to him that it go in that he's going to work at it and work at it and work at it. That's just a testament to how important it is to him. But what I was really proud of was that his efficiency the last three games. You know, he shot 15 times against Pella Christian and scored 30. He shot 17 times against Notre Dame and scored 36, and he shot 8 times against Paul and scored 19. So, you know, I mean, you can you get 2 or 3 points per basket, and those are his attempts. So you can't get a whole lot more efficient than what he's been for us. So he's just really stepped up and done and understood, you know, what they're giving him, and he's taken it, and he's taken the right shots. I was just really proud of his decision making those three big games.
Well, absolutely, just to see him work in the off season, you know, I know he's doing the work with you, but then I'd look out broadcasting a baseball game and look over, and you'd hear the basketball bouncing. You think, now, am I really hearing that? And you look over there, yeah. There's Matt Baker out shooting in 100 degree weather. So you're right; it's those hours he puts in, and I guess that's a great recipe for all those young people who are looking. Hey, if you want to get to that level, you don't have to be 6'6" to get it done. You can be a guy that makes the most out of your workouts.
Exactly, exactly. So,
well, hey, coach, you know,
a really good example.
The seniors down the line here, I'll tell you what, your seniors really stepped it up, and that was a big part of that third period comeback. What a great senior crew you got.
Yeah.
And the seniors playing here at the end, they played some of their best high school basketball right here in the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Absolutely. Just a fantastic group. And guys that stepped up different parts of the year and guys that are really unselfish. You know, I mean, Vic's been a big part of what we've done and are part of our run, and he's played really good basketball. And, you know, Monday we went with DP a little bit more, and Dalton Peterson hadn't been playing as many minutes as Vic, but he didn't play in the sub-state game, and I gave him 20 minutes on Monday, and he was ready. You know, I thought he played fantastic. And that's because he's got a good attitude, and he's kept his head up, and he hasn't worried about some of those things. He's been happy for his teammates, and he was ready when we needed him, you know. And Vic just wanted to win the basketball game. Vic's minutes were down a little bit, but Vic was a big reason why we got there, you know, sub-state and district final. So just a great group of guys and an unselfish group of guys. I thought Tanner Wynn played one of his best basketball games on Monday also, the way he shot it, and he was so good. And Mason didn't shoot it very well on Monday, but again, Mason's a big part of why we were there. Mason shot it well in the district final to get us there, got us out of that hole against Davis County. So, and Zach Hugan's just been Zach Hugan all year long. So just a great group of guys, and not to mention the guys that are behind the scenes, like Aaron Ambrose and Preston. You know, Aaron's scout team all year long, and I guarantee he gets knocked down 3 or 4 times every practice and loves every second of it. So just a great attitude and a guy that you love being around, and just a really good group. And the thing that I probably don't talk about enough is their parents. I mean, they just allowed me to coach. You know, I'm not talking to them when we're in bad stretches, and they're, you know, there's no negativity coming out of that group of parents, which has been really, really nice. And I know that there's a lot of coaches that don't get to experience that, but I had a great group of seniors, and along with that, I had a great group of senior parents that you know, gave me the benefit of the doubt and let me be a coach.
Well, Coach, congratulations. Great year and a great run at Wells Fargo Arena. I'm glad you guys got to enjoy your week up there and watch some of the great action. And, of course, it's nice to know if you're going to get punched out of the tournament, you go down to the team that wins the whole thing. And now you're coming back and getting ready for a big night tomorrow night. And the real question isn't about what you have to say. It's whether or not we're going to be able to get that mat rolled out center stage there on Sunday night, the showdown between you and Winger.
You can roll that out all you want. You can have it out. You can have it ready. But this guy's not getting into a singlet, I can tell you that much. I think that's just me doing everybody in the community that's going to come out and see it. That's just me doing them a favor. I think it's me not getting into that singlet, but no, we've already talked about that. I think you ought to do something. I think everybody gets to listen to you every day, and we're so impressed with your talent on the microphone, but nobody really knows how great of an athlete you are. So I think that we just ought to showcase your talent. You know what I mean? I mean, we could do something to set up, and hey, we could make it the Jason Summers Show. We could do something really, really special. So maybe I talk to Coach Winger, and we see if we can't come up with something just to showcase the 100%. You just is a total athlete and radio personality, you know, because I don't think you get the credit you deserve sometimes.
I couldn't agree anymore, Coach, but I think I'll just stay behind the mic. Hey, like thanks that. So much. I look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow night. We're going to have a great time celebrating an amazing sports season, and kudos to you and the guys, and we'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow night.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate everything you do.
Head Coach Kevin Archer. And, wow, what an amazing season. And I've said it before, you know, he came here and he's been getting it done the right way. And it's not been a one-and-done season. This guy that's had consistency in the program, even in the years that you might say, hey, this is not one of those up years. Albie has been consistent and a competitor. And he's got a group of guys that believed in him this year and a program that is on the rise and continues to believe in the staff. And what a ride it's been. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back. We're going to talk about Stump the Chumps. Joe Milley's going to join me when we return. We return to the Corner 34 and 5. You're listening to the Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
At Community First Credit Union, we're running full speed ahead by offering fixed auto loans as low as 1.99% APR for up to 66 months. Take advantage of our limited time offer and refinance today. Or get yourself that new car you've been saving up for with an auto loan rate as low as 1.99% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Direct deposit required. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
At Menards, you get the lowest prices every day, plus sales, too, on all of your home improvement needs. Stop in for great deals now during our bedroom furniture and mattress sale. All Serta mattresses are on sale. Plus, receive a free box spring with qualifying purchase. Pick up a queen-size Blue Dusk Eurotop model for just $439. Check out the great deals on Serta mattresses all on sale. Plus, much more now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
For affordable tree trimming service, contact your local expert, Tom Birchmeyer, with Affordable Tree Service. Call Tom for free estimates at 641-856-7140. Tom has all the necessary equipment to do the job right, and no job is too big or too small. Call Affordable Tree Service, your local expert, at 641-856-7140. Hey, with a name like Birchmeyer, he's got to be good. Affordable Tree Service, 641-856-7140.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Where it began.
We have no idea where it's going to go, though. It began right here at the corner 34 and 5, Stump the Chumps, and it started a few years back, and Joe Millage, it has been on the rise ever since we started that all those years ago, and what a fun ride the Stump the Chumps has been, and raising lots of money for the Susan G. Komen Foundation, but this year we're going to have a little wrinkle.
Well, there's a wrinkle, all right, and it's not on your backside, but let me say, first of all, thank you, Scotty Fry, for playing Sweet Caroline, because it's a great day to be a Cyclone affiliate, and the Cyclone's in the championship tonight at 8 o'clock. Listen, some of the best coaching in college basketball right now is being done in Ames out of Fred Hoiberg, now with 87 wins in 4 years at Iowa State, best 4 years win record at Iowa State. So for the fans of the Choke Eyes, you better get your coach to turn the Twitter accounts back on, because after the Twitter transponder was turned off, there have been about six pings from this team in the last seven games that are losses. I mean, how do you beat a team twice by a combined total of 52 points in the regular season only to then shoot a pathetic 32% from the field? I'm saying if anybody picks this team to play in the second round of the tournament, you're stupid. And for you and Kaker to think that this team's going to get a 10 seed, this team is not even going to get an 11 seed, and their first matchup is going to be against St. Mary's Catholic Church of Melrose, and my money's on Melrose because I like their uniforms. Give me a break, Hawkeyes. I'm going to be following William Penn, Indian Hills, and Iowa State. And whether Iowa goes or doesn't go, the fans care or don't care, it doesn't matter. Because a month ago, we thought that this team was gonna do something. We thought it was maybe a Final Four team. We're going to have two Iowa schools in the Final Four. And they choke.
You done?
I'm done.
You're on something. I'm done. I don't know what it is you're on, but you're on something. Not on, too, but you're on something. And but that's what I expect out of a chump. I'll tell you what, you get into this. Of all the people that have been a part of the Stump the Chumps, each year it is you that has spent the most time researching it. You get your son and your daughter, you hire them, pay them extra money. They go out and do all the research, and then you ask Tanya to put together your brackets. And I don't think there's any guy that invests more into other people to get this thing done for them.
Well, remember, I run the server, so I can go in after the fact and manipulate what I, when I had picked, you know, Gonzaga and they lose, I can actually go in and manipulate that. So, you know, I don't know how I still lose at the end of the deal, but I do. How did you get Cakert? You got some really good names here. We've got Cakert. We've got Chris Hassel from ESPN TV, former Iowa alum. Keith Murphy's back for his sixth or seventh year. You've got Marlene from Indian Hills. You've got a great list of folks lined up to do this thing.
Well, we got Coach Henry's going to join us, and of course he's trying to get a championship there for the Statesmen, and so we're going to have that coach's perspective as well. We got a great lineup of chumps, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to see how bad your brackets are once again. For a guy that puts so much energy into it, I don't know how you fail so badly.
Well, listen, I would prefer that William Penn and Coach Henry was in the tournament. I stayed up till 12:30 a couple nights ago listening to their double overtime win, 118-116 over Dort, sixth-ranked team in that division. And it's going to be exciting to follow William Penn. It's going to be great to have Coach Henry on. Nice job out of you, Jason Summers, getting him. But, yeah, we kick things off tomorrow night. As soon as the brackets are released, Stump the Chumps Season 7. It will be available out on our website. We'll send the link out, and everybody can go out and pick their teams. On the line this year, $500 gift certificate or shopping spree, if you will, from Menards. So everybody will want to play because everybody likes getting that kind of cash from Menards. So make sure everybody goes out and signs up, picks their team. Keith Murphy from Channel 13 says it's one of the easiest contests that he ever plays. It's an online bracket. You just go in and click your teams. It automatically moves them forward through the bracketing. And then the best part, Jason Summers, is to go out later and see how you're doing, see if you're beating Coach Archer, see if you're beating Henry, see if you're beating Perry and some of the others that are going to be playing again this year. And after every game, it updates, and you kind of can see your chances. And I don't want to leave out Kevin Krall. Didn't he make a run for the Chumps championship last year?
Well, Coach, I call him Coach because he's helped me coach, but Kevin is going to fill out the brackets this year. He did make a run a few years back, but, he's got the Hawkeyes in it. See, the problem is, you mentioned this earlier, us Hawk fans, we don't have enough sense not to pick the Hawks all the way to the title game.
It's all emotional. That's what it is.
It is.
Yeah. It's all emotional. And they'll get a 10 or 11 seed, and you guys will pick them to make a run. And until that Twitter feed is turned back on, I mean, that's when all this happened, right? That's when all of this happened. The six of the seven last seven game losses were after the Twitter feeds were turned off. And Coach McCaffrey, I know you're listening this morning. Turn the dang Twitter back on.
I think you're on something.
That's the only thing I can attribute it to. I know Cakert doesn't have a clue. I know you don't have a clue. The only thing I can say is it's social media.
I think you're on something. I really do. But let's get off of that, and let's get on to where we're going to who we're going to help out this year, because this has been such a great connection with the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Of course, Atomo's not going to host that this year, so we've partnered up with someone new this year.
That's right. Now, Susan G. Komen's going to take a year off. They just felt like they weren't going to be ready to put on a good race for 2,500 people this year, so no Komen race this year, but we're going to team up with the Food Bank of Southern Iowa. And they're in the middle of trying to raise $100,000 for a grant that if they can raise $100,000, they'll get $100,000. And right now, where they're at is at about $186,000. So they've raised approximately $90,000, $91,000 and have gotten that matching grant. But they need the Stump the Chumps contest to come along and help them out. So what the deal is everybody that plays online, and by the way, it's free. You don't have to pay anything. You don't have to give us any information other than your name and your email address. A dollar will go to the Food Bank of Southern Iowa, and they need it more this year than they ever have. And again, with that matching grant, we need to be able to help them out. So if we can get last year we were at about 1,200 people that played, and we gave that $1,200 to the Komen Foundation. This year, Jason, if we can get 1,500 people to play Stump the Chumps, then that's $3,000 in food that the Food Bank of Southern Iowa will be able to purchase and get them closer to their goal of raising $100,000. And it's a great cause. You could win $500 in Menards money, and it's a lot of fun too to kind of see how you're playing not only against the chumps, against Murphy, against Chris Hassel, and against Kay Kurt and Paul Clark, and you and me and Crawl and others. It's a lot of fun to see how you're doing against your fellow comrades at work.
It never fails, though. It's not going to be the ESPN analyst. It's not going to be Keith Murphy, the sports guy for all of Iowa. It won't be Tom Kakert, who's got all the inside Hawkeye information. It's going to be somebody out there who's flipping a quarter, trying to decide on who's going to win, or is picking their team based on their uniform collars. And it seems to me that it is more about luck than any in-depth knowledge.
Well, I mean, that's true. And when Archer was talking about you getting a singlet on and trying to finally show, you know, what you're made of, it, I mean, that's all it is. It's luck. And so that's what happens. I mean, I don't remember what the odds are. It's like 1 in 900 trillion or something like that. If you could win the whole thing and not miss one of the entries on your bracket. So it's a lot of fun, and we just want everybody to play, have a good time. Go to our website on Sunday night, Monday morning, get your brackets filled out. You got to have them filled out before Thursday, 11 a.m. before the game starts. So we're able to get 1,500 people registered, signed up, and ready to go within 3 to 4 days. And then it's just fun from there on out.
Jay Mill, have a good one, buddy. We'll see you on Stump the Chumps.
Cyclones tonight, 7:30 pregame.
Good stuff. Congrats to the Cyclones. A big win over Kansas last night. Hawk fans, you may be dancing. We'll find out. You've been listening to the Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner. Have a great Saturday.
Classic hit country is Thunder Country. KIIC. Albia.
News Radio. I'm Kristen Welker at the White House. Malaysia's